Survivor's Remorse After Show time. Team Light Skin versus Team Dark Skin. Who do you have? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Audi, throwback.
Gucci hey. Out, y'all.
This is the fat Gucci. Right?
Oh, this yeah, this is slim, before the jail workout plan.
Yeah, this is straight up out the south, you know.
This is like seriously my jam back when.
It was a photo shoot.
What's going on, our audience out there? You are with the Survivor's Remorse After Show for, of course, AfterBuzz. We doing photo shoots over here on Survivor's Remorse, and we are going to recap it. But first, I am your host, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Be Your Own Dad. Let me introduce the panel.
Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Sha Princess Lynn. I did not mean to say it's your girl, but you know right. what?
I was waiting for it.
For our girl, Trinae, and because this Gucci is playing, I'm feeling it. But Hello, everybody. I'm Sha Princess Lynn. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Sha Princess Lynn, with two N's.
And of course, I am Gary Thomas. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all those good things, at I am Gary Thomas.
Yeah, so our co-host Trinae could not be able to make it tonight, but we will hold her down because it's a battle of light skin versus dark skin
here
tonight.
To have my back,
so yeah,
you know.
It's 2-1.
Oh, man. I'll argue for Trinae, okay?
So this whole idea of this episode, pretty much, which I'm glad they chose this topic, is does it matter the color of the model? And apparently, Missy's whole objective on this is her whole life she's had to overcome all these things being a dark-skinned girl. So now she's attempting to clear up Cam's image by wanting to put a dark-skinned girl instead of a light-skinned girl in the photo shoot. My question to you guys, would that clean up his image if the girl is lighter in the picture?
I don't know if Missy's main thing was cleaning up his image. I got it was more so her that she promised the person who was running the actual magazine that she was going to get a brown skin girl to go on the cover for the reasons that she gave. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was for Cam so much. I mean, I get where it was for Cam because I do see a lot of, you know, basketball players and a lot of men in the public eye do typically go for the light skin girl, the foreign looking girl, you know, who is racially ambiguous and can be light skin at times. So I get what she's saying, but I mean, I get why she did it too, but was it for Cam so much? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It was definitely not for Cam. I think it was her own motives that she was just using Cam in order to push forward this agenda that she already had.
Yeah.
I don't think it had anything to do with Cam at all. And I just was, it was kind of disheartening. Like I love Missy too. And I liked that we saw so much more of her, but this was not okay for me.
Yeah, I thought this was definitely personal over business, but she tried to use the business aspect as the cover-up charge for it. But in this episode, we do see Missy is taking charge. I mean, I think she's finally understanding what her niche is in all of this Cam's world, and I think she's just trying to do the most impact that she can with her job. Mm-hmm. Obviously, look, on the opposite side, Reggie, he's so used to being man in charge, you know, I'm running this. He's forced to take a step back and let Missy run things.
I don't think it was like a forced step back, but it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. He did not overstep his bounds and belittle his wife.
Yes, exactly.
He stepped back and had her back. He supported her. He uplifted her in the time that she needed it. Yep. So instead of trying to be the man's man and, you know, be the leader,
yep.
He knew it was his time to support her and talk to her about it mm-hmm. later, you know?
Do you think she had his back?
No.
No?
No. I think that was the part of the thing. We deal with, in our community, the black community, we deal with a lot of women who are not learning, you know, the power of submission, and we deal with a lot of power struggles, and I write about this all the time. I just don't think that black love is very much capable right now because we have so many power struggles amongst us. You know, we have so many women who are trying to lead or are so used to leading that they battle with a lot of men who are trying to lead them. So I think that she was just so caught up in her world, not that she doesn't want Reggie to lead or doesn't want her relationship to work, she was just so caught up in her agenda, she was like, you know, just rattled off really fast and really probably didn't take a step back to think about what she was doing as far as everyone else's career around there, around her.
You know, Gary, I'm glad you brought up the idea of power struggles, because that wasn't the only relationship that we did actually see them actually struggle with. We did see with Chen and Cassie, they are obviously having issues with what they're trying to do. And Chen, the billionaire, inventor, whatever he is, he decides to make a sex bot of Cassie, of somewhat of the prototype, and to, I guess, help that work on their relationship. My question to you, would you like a doll to be, you know, replica of your image?
I don't know. At first, I was like, this is kind of weird. But then when Chen started talking, I'm like, okay, I get it. And then he's like, you know, and then when she's like, well, why can't you just masturbate like any normal guy? And he's like, I feel like it's kind of disloyal. And I was like, aw, Chen. When he said it like that, I'm like, okay, I get it. I get his point. Kudos to Chen for trying to just open it up and find new ways make a long-distance relationship. Yeah, work. I mean, no knock until you try.
Damn, can we just a frequent flyer miles? Like, it was just so uncomfortable. Like, even like my body was just like tense thinking about the whole idea. Like, it's weird. You know, but everybody has their thing, you know. I'm not going to knock it. I just wouldn't. It's just completely not for me. Like, I mean, was just completely weird. Like, I don't know how Chen is doing that.
Yeah.
There's no movement. It's just weird. And it talks to you?
Exactly.
Oh, the talking was the
worst.
Which
I think off jump, when we first got introduced to the scene, she did see the doll of her in the back. And it was just laying down. Exactly. So low-key, that was kind of disturbing there. And then obviously Chen had sent a version of him. But I was actually a fan of when he said, all I want to do is bring you ecstasy. You know, I thought that was kind of cute and kind of kinky
in the robot voice. I want to bring you ecstasy. That does not get anyone off. I'm sorry. It was a bit much. I get the point. I mean, but yeah, at the end, Chen pulled it out. So, Chen.
Yeah, he ended up hopping on a flight and just...
I was
going
like,
to her, wanted the whole time.
Yeah, when she broke up with him, I was like, no, Cassie, now we about to have episodes of you being sad, walking around moping, we don't need no time. But Chen always, I thought that was great. Like, they came
He's
through,
like,
they
I'm
brought
not about
it back.
To let
because,
you, go.
You know, yeah. We see so many times on TV, the good relationship on the show always ends. And we be like, man, now this person going to be sad for about 5-6 episodes. And that's going to bring us all down. But I'm glad Chen did what he did and like was like, no, I got to go get this woman.
And speaking of one more relationship, we did see Cam and what? Wife? I don't...
Boring.
As usual. Right, I mean, 5 lines and she steps out. they're hurting this girl here. But I just wanted to bring up the whole idea of wife versus wifey. Now, I don't know what they were talking about. You call a wifey someone you don't have respect for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a distinct difference of what a wife is and what a wife is. If you want your hood ratchet to be your wifey by any chance. Wifey is like that. It's just like a whatever chick. Like, you don't have that kind of love for her. Wife is a big statement to say, this is my wife. Like, ring on, respect, leadership, everything. But wifey is just like, oh, whatever, that random chick, you know, this wifey, this my, you know, like, I just don't like the sound of it for me personally. Like, I don't like the sound of that. I think that if you really respect this woman, she's either your girlfriend or your wife. But there's no in-between. There's no in-between between girlfriend and wife.
See, okay. I use girlfriend and wifey as interchangeable. It's kind of like I've always looked at it as like I'm in a serious relationship with this person. Like, yeah, I could see me moving on to being, you know, in a marriage with this person. So, yeah, I'm your wifey / girlfriend. Like, yeah. I have been in a serious community relationship of years where I've been like, yeah, he's like my wifey. And yeah, he wanted to put a ring on it. But I'm just like...
He don't put no ring on it. A to B. A to B.
Okay,
not
okay.
A and a half B.
Okay. It's a journey.
A journey from girlfriend to wife. Like,
you'll get there. It's a journey.
Okay.
I think in some neighborhoods, communities, wifey is very acceptable. I don't agree it is, but that's for everyone else's term. Like, what kind of language you use in your relationship? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Because I put wife and wifey in the same category. It starts with wife. So, mm-hmm. okay, you got that title. Me, unfortunately, I'm so used to, you know, hey, shorty, whatever the case is. And that doesn't work too good for me personally. But I just thought them bringing that idea onto this show is obviously bringing up dialogue for the topic, especially the light skin versus dark skin topic, which I feel the fact that they brought this up, there already is some type of separation between colored people and white people. Mm-hmm. Now, I think with this topic, and it's always on social media and stuff, I think them bringing it back up, I think they are encouraging the difference between a light-skinned girl and a dark-skinned girl.
Without really knowing that they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, are we supposed to get into a point where we're erasing color lines and we're just all humans? Like, that just brought back another divide in us, and they weren't intentionally trying to, but yeah. It was just definitely, you know, when you have that conversation, it does make people feel some type of way.
Do you guys think it's truly affecting the next generation of having to label a person light-skinned or dark-skinned?
Not as much as it affected our generation.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Us, no, yeah,
us,
yeah.
It was like light-skinned, dark-skinned, a huge thing, but mm-hmm. I think right. now it's not as big of a deal. I think we're at a point where we're coming together a little bit more.
Yeah.
So we're just like, oh, you black, I'm black, you, we all black, whatever.
You got right. black
they
hate
us all the same. So I don't think it's a big deal for them, but it was huge back when we were growing up.
Yeah. So I understood what Missy was saying, where like I completely, like when she said what she said, I completely agree with everything she said. Because I know
she's dark skinned, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because growing up dark skinned, growing up brown skinned, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. like I wasn't light skinned. And I, you know, I was in a neighborhood and in a community and just in a world at that time where light skin was it. That's all you saw on BET. That's all you saw. It was, you know, those were the pretty girls. And growing up, it's like you felt unworthy because everyone was like, light skin is, if you're light skinned, you're right. That's the pretty. And you may have a few random brown. This is my favorite. You're pretty for a brown skinned girl.
That's
you're pretty
rude.
For
that's
a dark skinned girl.
That's
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I hated that. And that's whereas light skinned girls, just you're just pretty. It's not you're pretty for a light skinned girl. Just of course you're pretty because you're light skinned. And so I get where Missy was saying, but you know, still what she did to the girl was exactly what she was saying was done to her in a way. So it's you kind of don't want to keep going with that, but I completely get where she was coming from.
Okay. For those at home, please comment your thoughts. Yeah. Team light skin, team dark skin. Is there even a team thing?
Please don't be
going
a team
on here, right? Don't be a team. Exactly, because we always want to hear from you. shout out to Jaleel White. He stepped on in.
He was funny.
He was really funny.
He was funny. That was one of the times, like, this is probably one of the episodes I was really low-key cracking up at. Like, this one had some really good comedy in it, and I'm just so used to, like, his 90s comedy, just how he acts and how he, like, delivers his lines. It was refreshing to see, like, that. Oh,
yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm used to seeing that. You know, I was cracking up. This episode was actually really funny to me.
It was.
If you guys don't know, he played Urkel on Family Matters back in the 90s, which I recently saw a meme. It was everybody on the show went crazy when Urkel got out of his actual clothes and he was actually
Jaleel White.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody, ooh, blah, blah, blah. And I thought that switch up was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Actually, but, you know.
Yeah, good to see him working too.
Yeah.
It's good to see some actors you're used to seeing like come back and pop up on the show. Yeah.
Like, hey.
Matter of fact, I recently bumped into Kel from
Keenan and Kel.
Yep. And he still hasn't changed. The same person. I was actually doing stand-up for my first time, and he went on in another show, and he killed the crowd.
Was this in Burbank?
Yeah.
I saw his name, Flappers. Yeah, I saw his name up there.
Yeah.
Oh, go kill.
And he still got the talent. He still got the energy and all that stuff. So
wow.
We haven't seen him as much, obviously, as before, but I'm sure... Maybe in the future and such. So,
yeah. Do you think if like the times, you know, someone like Jaleel White, who we see, you know, and you know, we're now in a time where entertainers of color, you know, particularly black, are like really at a rise right now. Mm-hmm. Do you think if the time were different, you know, the shows that we had back then, these people would be a lot more famous or a lot more well known or have a lot more roles now than they did in the 90s?
possibly just because of social media keeps people so in tune with their lives and so keeps following them. I think so, because the fact that, because when they people drop off, you're like, where'd they go? Back in the 90s, like, where'd they go? We didn't have social media to know where they went. Now it's like people drop off, I'm like, oh, they at the store, they at Starbucks, they not working. But, you know, I still like them. I'm still going to follow them. I'm still going to tweet them. So I think they would have lasted just a little smidget longer.
It's like crazy because like somebody, you know, we see Zoe Kravitz all over social media, and now like now people are realizing that Lisa Bonet was bad then and now, like you know, so social media is bringing back. You're right, like it makes people more much more elevated. So I just wondered if someone like Jaleel White would be so much more relevant now than he, you know.
Who wouldn't want to follow Stefan? I would have been the first one. Yes. Following him.
Also, too, I remember we had a discussion much like this last season just about shows like this. They're being able to show the diversity, you know, within our culture, whenever the case is, and actually bringing that to the storefront compared to, you know, shows back in the day, like I'm sure if Good Burger dropped now, it'd be way more bigger than it had dropped last in the 90s, and that's just based off of social media, of course. But it's much more easy now to share and communicate. I guess the hottest movie out, and or market. Like you know whatever the case is, just with the updated technology now. So but
wait before you move on, can we not forget that we did what I've been saying that I'm happy that we're saying on this episode? We're seeing more of Erica Ash's character M. Chuck grow. We're starting to learn more pieces about it. They give it to us in the sprinkles, just a little bit here and there, but we're learning more about her, and I'm excited about it, you know, just seeing more of M. Chuck, just because I just like Erica Ash now, you know, after she came to the studio. It was so super cool. It's hard for me to see her, like, from natural Erica to the M. Chuck with the lay to the side. Yeah. You know, here. But I love that we're just like, getting more of characters and less of Cam. Although I want to see you, dribble a ball.
Put a ball in her. But
I'm loving that they're giving a chance to, like, everybody can finally get their favorite character out of the show.
And speaking of that, we did see some character growth with the team owner, Jimmy. I guess we learned about his past, you know, things weren't always good with him, and I guess this is where him and M. Chuck kind of relate to, because I guess they both learned they have a similar past. Nothing was taken granted.
Anger issues.
Exactly. So I thought that was cool that they let us know about the team owner, who's like top dog, pretty much. Just know things just weren't easy.
Taking their time this season with pulling on the characters, you know. I think the first couple seasons, we kind of just went through it. We learned about Cam and just the people around him.
Cam,
and just these are people around him. These are like supporting characters. But now they're like bringing more. So it's like each person on the panel, each person in the world can be like, oh, it's my favorite character. I'm learning more, you know. And not just about Cam.
Yeah.
Do we need more Cam, though?
I just want to see him play basketball.
Okay. That's all you need, right?
I mean, and then we got to see a little bit more of the love story unwrap, or Tandy's character, Allison, is just going to be just irrelevant to most of people. Like, right now, I'm just
We're on episode 5. She's had like 15 lines.
Tops! About it. Tops! You know? So if we were going to, you know, label him as the main character and the main dude, I want to see a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
How does he balance this and family? You know, this relationship is new, you know, compared to him being around his family all the time.
Yeah.
So we got to see some, you know, it's going to be some struggles there.
And I can't say, I mean, I've been trying to pull for Tandy, you know, because she's not your favorite. And I've just been trying. But I don't believe this thing between her and Cam anymore. I can't say, like, it's starting to become like.
Is it there? I thought this episode was going to be something because she showed up to the set, had a little side eye.
I thought this was going to be
a time that we saw that her having cool to get used to the lifestyle of this basketball player. You know, I thought they were going to pull on that concept. And I was just like, oh, she's by. She's going to go to work. That's the last we see of her.
Right. Especially on set, she had on her scrubs, work clothes compared to the model walking in some tight ass. I don't even know what that was, but it looked bomb. But
do you know that's exactly. The girl from the Tyler Perry show? She grown up on this
and
show.
That's, she's on what you call it, the VH1 show. I love her. Oh, I even know
her. The dance show.
Hit the floor. I love Hit the Floor.
She's a main character on Hit the Floor.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I seen her. Okay.
She looks great.
Well, yeah. good for her for getting them checks.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm passionate.
Trying to work too, right? So I think this is a perfect time to go into predictions as far as what we can expect.
I have to give MVP kudos to Reggie for this episode because the way he ended, the way this episode ended, and he handled that argument, I was like, Reggie, yes, that is how you handle an argument.
Put them pants on one leg at a time.
Yes, that's how you do it, and that's how you're supposed to communicate. You're not supposed to argue. You're supposed to communicate, and you touched on a little bit, and like, and just not even just in black relationships, but all relationships, just like communicate with each other. You're not supposed to argue, and the fact that he did it and showed, you know, how to effectively communicate in a disagreement and not just argue without a purpose. It's like, go Reggie.
I really think that they made Missy like the stereotypical, you know, things that we hear about black women. In that moment, she diminished his opinion. She like was so
she
strong
threw
about
everything
what her,
to the
she
side. Wanted,
yeah,
she's like I don't care.
Because
like,
she had listening? A strong opinion, and sometimes it's hard not to hear that because you're like, I'm a black woman. As a man, you have no idea what that means to be a black woman.
And you know what? She just wasn't hearing it. He's like, I'm not negating that. Mm-hmm. I'm not negating your point. I think you had the right point. He's just saying. Not the right time.
Yeah.
Not the right timing. Like, and then we just turned around and did something else to somebody else.
And sometimes in disagreements and arguments, you don't hear that because you're so in tune with what you were thinking and how you feel. Mm-hmm. But she took a step back and you saw at the end, she was like, well, give me 30. She had to think about it for a second. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Let me cool down for a second.
I think she eventually understood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think this is great.
I actually didn't want to bring up about Cam. So the fact that they were letting that model go, even though they know why, it looks bad on Cam. Mm-hmm. And then Cam said, I'd appreciate a little bit more 2 cents when you guys make those type of decisions.
And he was like, oh, let's pay her for the day plus double. That doesn't really help Cam. I think that kind of made it worse.
Yeah, it's not going to change what's being done, whether it's good or bad, but I think he did make a great point as they need to be consulting him because at the end of the day, everything is going back on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not what your team does, it's what you do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Good. Kudos to him for stepping up and speaking up for himself.
Yeah, but how about he step up to a free throw line or something?
Yeah, basketball, hold something, you know.
We'll see. Right. Right. You twirl the ball in your fingers, you have it in your hands.
Let's get into these predictions, shall we?
Now, so we're after Buzz TV.
Moving on to episode 6, huh?
Yeah. I believe so. I'm like hard keeping count because they did 2 episodes the first one. And
yeah.
Moving right along with the season. I don't want to see Chen and Cassie argue. I actually like their relationship. They're from 2 different worlds. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pretty much coming together to make this thing work. And obviously Chen's got plenty of dough. But I just think the fact that they attempted to break up and he flew to actually go see her, I think that was a standpoint in their relationship. Mm-hmm. I think now it'll just get better from here. It just depends on where they go. So that's what I want to actually look into.
Yeah. My prediction is just to see Cam put a ball in the hoop. That's all I really want at this point.
Is this prediction for the next season? Or the next episode? I'm just a little confused.
Grand finale. Series? Can we get, like, just holding the basketball?
Shine.
I'm ready to see, really, a breakthrough with M. Chuck. Like, something is going to just take off for her, and we're going to see a whole new, you know, business side and some growth to her. Mm-hmm. I just, Allison.
If you want,
I'm not even certain she gonna make it to the next season. But I'm gonna be positive and put some optimism. We gonna see her do about 6 lines.
Six lines,
y'all. It's gonna be real good.
Make sure y'all.
We might see a tear or some emotion, y'all. Yeah, it's gonna be real good.
God.
Also, to those back home, please comment your predictions and actually our thoughts on the girlfriend over here. Is she gonna stay? Or is she gone like
the wind? Do y'all want to see her say, do we need to find him a chocolate?
I know, right? Do we need a more dark-skinned girl to, you know, help out his image or not? Even though I still think
Gabrielle Union. His Gabrielle Union.
Gabby. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just had dreams about it. Wait, all right, guys. That is our show, though, for the after show for Survivor's Remorse. Once again, make sure you like, comment, and share. Continue the conversation in the comments. I'm your host, Jimmy V. I can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Be Your Own Dad, my peoples.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Shaprentice Lynn. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Shaprentice Lynn with two N's.
And follow me everywhere on all social media, at I Am Gary Thomas.
And we will catch you guys next week. Deuces.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.